sensitive 32-year-old man in the country. A song actually I don't think I'd ever heard until I saw Almost Famous. So every night before going to bed, I thank Cameron Crowe for opening up a part of me that I don't think I ever knew until now. Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band. Smile, you marry a music man, ballerina. You must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me. A tiny dancer in my hand. You know, let's skip all the other crap and just get to the chorus, like on that bus scene. What do you say? Now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. There you go. Now, you know, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to recreate that timeless scene in Almost Famous. I wanted to do kind of like a performance art piece where I have a little kiddie pool and I jump in the kiddie pool and then on acid and then someone come and drape a towel around me and then have Craig come behind me and sing along to the song. But I think what I'm going to need everybody to do is sing the chorus along so we can really recreate that magic. All right. Okay. Now I'm going to count. I'm going to give you a four count. Hey, this is my show. All right, here we go. One, two, three, four. Hold me closer, tiny.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Shout out to DJ Paulie B for that nice version of Tiny Dancer by Elton John, performed by Dave Grohl, as he does his great acoustic versions of songs. And yeah, so hope you all have been having a good week so far, and you've had a good day at work or finals or whatever you've been doing for the past 8 hours or so. It's final season here at Tufts, so we've all been busy, but we haven't had classes, so it's been kind of a weird position of having more work than usual, but having more time to do it. It's kind of nice, especially with the weather like this. So we're going to start off with, actually, this is a segment that I haven't had on the show in a few weeks. It's a few new tracks that have come out in the past 7 days. And I think these are two great tracks. This first one I've been listening to all the time. I think it's one of the best songs that this band has done yet. And I'll just leave it at that. This first one is by Protomartyr. So I hope you enjoy it.
God, act of the
All right, those were two brilliant post-punk gems that have come out within the past 7 days. The first one there was by Proto Martyr, and it actually featured Kelly Deal on vocals. You may know Kelly Deal as being a guitarist of the band The Breeders, which she's in with her twin sister Kim Deal, who was the bassist of The Pixies. So it's a pretty good person to have involved in your track. And the track was called Wheel of Fortune. It's a single that was just dropped on, let's see the date, on May 3rd. And it's, I think, promoting or foreshadowing an EP that they're going to be coming out with pretty soon, Proto Martyr, that is, which is pretty crazy considering they just dropped an incredible album, Relatives in Descent, in September or October. So following it up, I guess it's not too uncommon to follow up an album with an EP, but I'm just happy to be getting more Proto Martyr. I think that track is one of the most adventurous things that they've done, especially in terms of structure. I love how commanding that hook is that keeps getting repeated in unison between the singer Joe Casey and Kelly Deal, the I Decide Who Lives and Who Dies, and just ranting about whatever things Joe Casey likes to rant about. And then that kind of ambient section that comes in later was a complete mind blow when I first heard it. And I love how it comes back in later in the track. So great job to Proto Martyr. Really looking forward to this new EP. And I had the great fortune of seeing them live in September. So I'll probably have to see them live again because that was a great show, but I'll have to wear earplugs next time because I was pretty close to the front of the stage and my ears were not in peak shape for a good couple of days afterwards. So actually I'll have to remember that when I see this next artist live next month. And that next artist, of course, is Ice Age. I played all of the singles preceding this album or promoting this album. Actually, I think I missed the last one, but I played three of them, which is 75%, so pretty good rate. But Ice Age just dropped this album, Beyondless, on Friday, May 4th, and I've been looking forward to this album for a long time, and it was pretty good. I don't like it as much as their last album, but that's kind of nitpicking. I think I liked their last album because it sounded kind of sloppier and a little darker, and this one seems kind of more refined, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I don't know, I just prefer the last one a little bit more. But I don't mean to sound like it wasn't a good album. It was great, and I'm so happy that it finally came out and I got to listen to it. And that track, of course, was the title track, Beyondless, which is the album closer. And that's definitely one of the best tracks on the album. I think that one and Catch It, which was the first single released, are my two favorites. But yeah, really stoked to be seeing Ice Age live next month. I just got tickets after I heard this album. I was aware that they were playing in Harvard in June, and I wanted to wait until the album dropped first to make sure I liked it. But even if the album was remotely near good or decent, I would have still sprung for the tickets because it was $14, so you can't really go wrong there. Two amazing tracks that came out this week. I'm glad to bring back that segment to my show because I think we've been lacking, and I'm glad I have two great tracks to as a reason to bring it back. So I guess since this new Ice Age album was a little less weird and a little more polished than their later work, these next two songs that I have, which aren't by Ice Age, are a little in the weirder direction. So this first track in this set of two is by an artist named Fever Ray. I hope you enjoy it.
I want to piano fell on my face. You told me to get up. When I could not control myself, he said, get up. Consciousness demolished. And I tried to hold the pain inside. He said, hold it in. Love me forever. Don't forget me. It's late.
Wrapping that right up there. The first track that you heard there was by Fever Ray, and it comes off of her 2009 self-titled debut album, and the track was called When I Grow Up. Now, Fever Ray is the solo project, or a pseudonym, I guess you could say, of Karen Dreijer. I'm totally butchering that name because I don't speak Swedish, because she hails from Sweden. And she is one half of the alternative rock pop kind of indie duo The Knife, or electronic, some one of those, The Knife, which she formed with her brother Olaf. And I've never heard The Knife, and I actually haven't even heard this whole Fever Ray album. I got maybe halfway through it for time purposes, not because I didn't like it. But yeah, this track, When I Grow Up, really struck me, partly because of the interesting lyrics. Kind of talks about these aspirations that a younger girl might have when she grows up, and it's a pretty interesting story. Check out the lyrics if you get a chance. But also, I liked it because her voice sounds really unique, kind of in the same way that Björk's voice does. It could be just because they're both kind of Scandinavian accents, since Björk is Icelandic and Fever Ray is from Sweden. But I feel like they kind of sing with the same... Well, Björk kind of sings in every manner under the sun, depending on the track, but... she kind of has taken that really dramatic, overpronounced approach, really flowing, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to describe. You heard the song. So yeah, that kind of reminded me of Björk, which prompted me to add it to this playlist. And the song that you just heard was by the band Shushu. That's spelled X-I-U space X-I-U. And it's from their newest album from 2017 called Forget. And the track is called Get Up. And believe it or not, that seems to be, from what I understand, one of the more normal tracks that Shushu has put out. Certainly not the most normal, but towards the end of the spectrum. But yeah, that track is really interesting. I think the vocal performance on that track is really great, from the kind of resigned, almost talking lower parts, lower range of the song, to the dramatic, almost operatic, higher climaxes, and the simple... like heavy reverb guitar with the electronic drums that are barely there. I don't know, the minimal feel is pretty cool, and it's especially hilarious when that Rise from the Dead thing comes in, and their singer Jamie Stewart just yells that out. It sounds like it's from a old video game or something. It's pretty funny. Also, the all three of the verses to that track open by saying that a piano, a harmonica, a saxophone fell on my face, which I have no idea what he means, but I think it sounds, it's a cool kind of motif. Yeah, so Shushu, Forget. I heard that album, obviously, and I think I've heard one other Shushu album of maybe a year ago, but I couldn't really get into it, so I'll have to check out more of their work, because Forget was pretty good. So maybe I'll just work backwards from there and see the ones that seem like they're worth checking out. But that will be for another time, and that's going to wrap up the first half of my show today. In case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's that time of the hour for me to play a PSA for you all.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
All right, that was a weird PSA. It should be common sense, but apparently to some people it isn't. Don't go around shooting people. You'll only hurt yourself in terms of a prison sentence, and it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that you're going to hurt the victim and their whole family and everyone who's close to them. So it should be common sense, like I said, but just don't go around doing that. It doesn't help out society at all. So moving on, these next two tracks are by two artists who happen to be pretty good friends, as I understand. So that's a kind of cool connection between them. And this first one is by Deer Hunter.
Boy, I am your friend.
All right, that one went out with quite a bang, but going back to the first one in that little set of two tracks, that was by Deer Hunter, and it's from their 2010 album, Halcyon Digest, and the track is called Don't Cry. I love that track because it has such like a 60s pop kind of throwback in a way that I feel like not too many indie like revival artists have been able to pull off. It really sounds like something that I don't know, maybe the Everly Brothers would have done or something like that. Maybe not the Everly Brothers, but you kind of get what I'm going for. Yeah, it has a nice lo-fi vibe, a nice walking mid-paced tempo. It's just a pretty sweet sugary song, sugary pop song, and there's nothing wrong with one of those once in a while. The next artist, the one that you just heard, was Jay Retard, and that track was called It's So Useless, which originally was one of the B-sides to his single from 2006, Hammer, I Miss You, but I'm playing it from his compilation singles 2006 to 2007, which is how it appears on Spotify. And that compilation singles 2006 to 2007 is a great compilation that shows, as the title would expect, all of the singles from that time period. And he was, Jay was a very prolific songwriter. He had a lot of singles. I think there's probably close to 20 tracks on that. And there's a separate one that's singles from 2008. So both of them are worth checking out. Now Jay Retard and Deer Hunter's frontman, at least Bradford Cox, they seemed like they were pretty close friends, and Deer Hunter and Jay Retard actually did a split EP together where each of them covered a song by the other one. So Jay covered Fluorescent Gray by Deer Hunter, which was the A side, and then Deer Hunter covered Oh It's Such a Shame by Jay Retard for the B side, and that comes from his album Blood Visions, which is my favorite Jay Retard album, and that actually is my favorite track by him. I think it's pretty gorgeous, the reverby buildup that happens at the end. I've played that on the show before, so if you're a avid, devout listener, you have heard it at some point. And unfortunately, Jay passed away in 2010, I think, or maybe 2009. So on that album, Deer Hunter's Halcyon Digest, which came out in 2010, their first release after Jay's death, the closing track on the album is a 7.5-minute song called He Would Have Laughed, and that was a tribute to Jay. So I think that's a great track. I initially was going to play that instead of Don't Cry, but I had other stuff that I wanted to fit on and onto this playlist today for you all, and I didn't want to take up that much real estate. So Don't Cry is a perfectly acceptable alternative, I think, and it kind of complements It's So Useless better as well. So that's going to be it for the material of others that I'm playing today. The rest of the show is going to be stuff that is either by me or recorded by me. And this next piece I have coming up for you is very different from anything that I've played on the show because it's a classical piece. I was in a group at Tufts University called Tufts Composers last semester, and I composed this suite for solo piano, and it was performed live by the wonderful John McDonald, who was the professor for the course, and it was a great experience and a lot of fun to be part of. So here is my composition from that class. All right, it's time to wake up because I have one more track after this still. So that might have been a little intimate sounding for musically, of course, for the show, but I had to play it just because I have been waiting to get my hands on the recording of that performance for a few months now, and I finally got them this past week. That was composed by me for the Tufts Composers group, and that piece is called Suite for a Natural Disaster. It's loosely themed after some big meteorite shower that kind of destroys the Earth. And there are three sections. The first one is called Suspension, which kind of follows the path of the asteroids and the meteorites or meteors or whatever you want to call them through space. They're kind of suspended in outer space. But there's also a little music in joke because that song makes extensive use of major seconds, which form the base of suspended second chords. So it's suspension in a literal sense and in a theory sense. The second movement is called Erosion, which is when the asteroids and the meteors are falling down to Earth. And there's unfortunately no music in joke there. I couldn't think of one. And the third one, which is the longest one, was called Reflection. And that is kind of viewing the Earth after this tragic event has occurred. And the in joke is that the entire piano part to that song, actually, the left and right hands play identical mirror images around each other. They are mirrored around the D above middle C on the piano. So yeah, I'm super happy with the way that came out. I think the performance was fantastic, especially considering the fact that John McDonald wasn't too far from sight reading the whole thing, and the piece uses some unusual notation, so he did a great job. I think there was only one note that was not what I had written in the whole thing, so huge thanks to him for his performance skills and for his guidance in helping me write the piece. So this next track is also being performed by me, but it's more in line with what you might typically expect from me. It's a cover of a track by the band Codeine. But before that, I just want to thank you for tuning in today and hanging out with me and listening to some music with me. It's been a great time, and you've been listening. I've been your host, DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. If you like this show, you can tune in back here. I'm here every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m., although there's a summer schedule that's going to be put into effect at some point, but I will let you know before that happens. So again, thanks for hanging out. And this last song is performed by me, but written by Codeine. And I'm actually going to be kind of mixing it a little on the fly. Might sound unprofessional, but I don't mind. I hope you enjoy this next and last song, and I will see you next week.